Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
XY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Welcome back to the show, you guys. 75 for the high today. It's an interesting question that's been being asked, but should you be allowed to take off work during Election Day with full pay? And most people are saying, yeah, it should be a federal holiday. And I don't know. I think I would agree with that. How many people today are leaving work early or going in late or just, you know, taking a longer lunch break? Because most employees know, or employers know, that people are out voting today. They can't really tell you, hey, you're late.
Right. You know? Yeah.
So, however, you know, the counter argument, though, to this in making a federal holiday is that do we really need it now that early voting is a thing?
Well, I mean, you do, because Election Day is Election Day, and that's what it's always going to be. And some people don't trust early voting or absentee ballots or anything of that nature. They want to vote on Election Day because that's what they have been doing their whole life. And a lot of people are weighing in on this. And this person said, I thought this was already a law. Companies have to allow up to 4 hours of paid time for you to vote. And they have to have coverage for you while you're doing so. I mean, just like companies can't give you grief for being on jury duty. It's your civil duty to do voting, jury duty, all these things that you're basically being mandated to do.
I don't know legally if a company has to give you paid time off, depending on the size of the company. You know, like, I don't know. I don't know how that works. If you're a larger company and you got over 50 plus employees, then yeah, I would assume they have to give you like 4 hours of pay, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, let us know what you guys think. 585-252-9800 is the number to hit us up here at PXY Mornings, because I'm interested to hear how some of you with more high-intensity jobs are able to step away. Because what if you're a nurse on a 12-hour shift in the ICU and you're just not capable of doing early voting either? Also, how many feel that companies need to just give you paid time off for the full day? Or just have the day off and go vote.
Well, I think the argument is here, because I just looked it up. It is a New York State election law that was in Chapter 56 back in 2020. Companies do have to give you up to 4 hours to vote paid time off.
Yes, but there's got to be a rule in there, because if you're a company and you have two employees, I don't know if...
I mean, it's the law, though. Like, I'm on the whatever site this is that has all the laws for New York State. I mean, I'm not saying this is every state. I'm saying the state that we're in.
Well, New York.
But also, like, there's a lot of people that are just pushing for today as a whole to be just a day off, like Veterans Day, Indigenous Peoples Day, Martin Luther King Day. There's a lot of people that want that because, you know, it is stressful. Well, like you are saying, Moose, if you do work for a smaller company, although it is the law, it does feel like, you know, we get unlimited PTO here, but we don't always, like, when we use it, when we go to use it, they're like, of course, well, yeah, you know, they give us a side eye. It's like, well, it's unlimited. It's like, well, is it really unlimited? There's that, well, that guilt there.
Yes, it's hard to do without feeling guilty.
Right.
Because they did a poll. They were asking people if Election Day should land on a Saturday instead of a Tuesday, if they should move it.
Mm.
And to be honest, a majority of people said, no, we don't want this to be a weekend thing. Keep it on a Tuesday.
Also, I mean, just to think about it from a standpoint of having it on a weekend versus a weekday. And I think this is another reason why people would push for it to not have a paid holiday leave in the sense for voting, is because people will have more opportunity to, and I'm not necessarily saying people will do this, wreak havoc if they have nothing else to do, nothing else to get them back on track with their time, their job. If they have nothing to fill their time on the day of Election Day, your mind wanders, you go to a dark place, things of that nature.
Mm. Let me get to some of your texts coming in here. The first one is a message from James, who says, hi, Moose Breezy. You know, I think the other thing about this is all the people that work long 12-hour shifts that can't take time off to go vote. And I'm talking about firefighters, policemen, EMTs that would not, excuse me, not be able to vote without an absentee or mail-in. Then Nina says, my boss officially had a talk with us this week that if we wanted to take time off today to go vote, we need to let him know a week in advance, ahead of time, if we were voting for a specific candidate that he supports. Then he said, no problem, take all the time you need. You didn't even have to let him know early. And I'm pretty sure he can get fired for this.
Really not legal.
I don't know if, yeah, Nina, that's very interesting.
It's literally not legal.
Take all the time you need if you're going to vote for the person I'm voting for. If not, you got to be back here in the
just
next
minute. Lie. Whatever. I mean.
First of all, as a manager, you can't ask anybody. It's not how it works.
You can't do that. Not at all. But honestly, I think that if you are, and a lot of, I don't know, I just keep going back to the early voting. And I know a lot of people voted early. I know you voted early.
Yeah.
I just, for whatever reason, I just don't trust it. I just don't trust it. I don't know what it is. I don't know why. I just don't. And then I think about all the nurses and the doctors that work these long 12-hour shifts, and maybe they're working into the night and they have to go early in the morning or right before their shift and they're exhausted. You know what I mean? The last thing they want to do is wait in line for 4 hours when they should be sleeping.
No, and I get that. Listen, there's always going to be conversations, and I've heard these conversations at the dinner table during holidays with that. Everybody has that crazy uncle that loves talking politics mm-hmm. all year round. And it's one of those things. Can you trust early voting? Can you not? Nobody can know for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I do what I have to do because I have to do it, and it's my right to do it. And whatever happens, happens as far as the end result.
Right.
I think whatever happens today, guys, we can all agree, we're really in this together. Are we really going to have a president elected that unifies all of us as a whole?
No.
Probably not. But whatever the outcome is today, it is what it is, and there will be people who refuse to accept that outcome, but I think the best thing we could do is come together, as cheesy as that sounds, and trust me, I get it. I hear what I'm saying. But what other choice do we really have, you know?
I think one more thing on making this a federal holiday that somebody brings up that I didn't really think about. They said, also, if this was a federal holiday, there would be no school.
Right.
So it could actually make it harder for people with kids to go vote.
And that's a very,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I
that's
really
an interesting,
think about that.
It's an interesting angle. Thank you for bringing that up. Let me get over to Kevin real quick. He says, I own a company with 9 employers here in Rochester. I'm very open to allowing my employees to take the time they need to go and vote today, which I told them, go ahead, do it. I prefer they do it on their lunch break, but giving them an entire day off with pay to go vote, I don't think isn't necessary. Plus, I do agree. That's why early voting is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Polls are open from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. today, you guys. So the first round of returns will likely be posted by 10 p.m. tonight. And that includes the early votes and the votes by mail that have been received so far.
Correct.
So, you got PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Wait a minute.
Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Officially election day today. I know just how excited this makes some of you, while it gives crippling anxiety to others, like our friend Breezy here. You know, the good news is you have 133,000 voters in Monroe County who have casted their ballots during early voting. And then more than 26,000 have returned votes by mail. A lot of people coming to the polls today. If you are planning on coming out, this is a no-no, you guys. You do not wear or display the name of a candidate, the party, and or some sort of direction on yes, no, on how to vote for the props. Those things are prohibited by law, and people have been turned away. Mm. You can't show up with a t-shirt that says vote prop one. It's not going to happen.
Right.
So when it comes to safety and security at polling sites, RPD, you got Monroe County.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sheriff's office, you have town and villages that have their own police departments, and they're all very fully aware of all the 215 locations. So they're going to be giving them special attention, driving by, making sure that there's no issues. And of course, the inspectors and voters should know that if anybody sees something, they're asking you to 100% say something.
See something, say something.
As for the integrity of votes, once you cast your ballot in the machine, boom, you go home. You're done. You can't make changes. You can't go back. I made a mistake. I'm so sorry. Nothing can be done without being done in a bipartisan basis. So every machine, every card that is assigned to a polling site is listed and determined within the system. Mm-hmm. They're barcoded, they're sealed, and they know exactly what is where and what has been returned, and they keep track of all of that. So bottom line for those who will vote on election day today, if you have an issue and you're at the polling location and something happens, just ask for a site manager. Every single location has one. Polls are going to be open from 6 to 9 today. First round of returns will likely be posted by 10 p.m. tonight. We've seen this in the past where it's taken days.
Yeah.
We don't know yet. So this includes the early votes and the votes by mail that have been received so far. So if you haven't done so and you are registered, get out there and vote today, and good luck.
Let's get that off our chest, shall we?
It's time for a little segment called There I Said It, and people love to call out their significant others on the show. Every time we do this segment, I don't know what it is, but send us your messages and unpopular opinions to 585-252-9800. There I Said It is coming up next.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. Try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it.
Now, doesn't that feel better?
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hip music station. 98 BXY.
585-252-9800 is the number to call if you need to clear the air this morning and get something off your chest for There I Said It. All of our friends are weighing in. They're pissed.
People are feisty today.
Well, it's election day.
What more can we expect, you know?
Lindsay says, if you're over 30 and wearing Crocs, you're pathetic. There I said it. Okay, I've never owned a pair of Crocs in my life.
Oh, that is not true for me.
Really?
I used to be the Croc queen in the sixth grade.
Oh, in the sixth Croc grade. Well, she's saying if you're over 30 and wearing Crocs. Kind of like our coworker down
there. Oh, wait, I still have them. I still have all of them.
I've never, you know, I always thought it was fun that you can buy the little accessories.
The giblets.
Is that what they call them?
Yeah.
It's a giblet.
Yeah.
You could put them right in the holes on the Croc.
Yeah, put those giblets in the holes. You know what I'm saying? it really just jazzes them up. It dresses them up. My girlfriend loves Crocs. Loves them.
Hannah, you own a pair of Crocs?
No.
You don't strike me as a woman.
No, you're not a Croc girly. No, you're not.
No. Okay.
Mine for today, I've been chomping at the bit to have this said. If you have reached a point in your life where you have to block someone on Venmo, you're at a dark place. There I said it. There I said it. I'm sorry, but it's over. Like, why do you feel the need to be so bothered by someone that you have to block them on Venmo? That is not somewhere I would be blocking anyone.
I wouldn't even know how to find if someone blocked me on Venmo. That's how little I use it. To notice if somebody blocked you on Venmo is crazy.
Well, if you go to pay them and you can't, or they've blocked you in the past, trust me, this has happened to me more times in the past couple months than I would like to admit.
I guess you don't owe anyone money then.
I guess I'm never paying anyone back.
That's on that. What is the most ridiculous thing you've ever been blocked on? I think Venmo would probably be the pettiest.
Venmo is the most ridiculous thing to block me on. And you know who you are.
Oh,
I mean,
calling people out.
No, but like, it's just ridiculous. Like blocking someone on Venmo is not baller. It's not cool. You're not making a point. You just look stupid. There, I said it.
All right.
Sorry.
No apologies needed. Carly says, I'm 28 and I hate the taste of coffee. I don't know how people drink it. It smells way better than it actually tastes. There, I said it. Carly, you're not wrong. It smells phenomenal when you put it in the filter. When you open up that canister or bag, coffee smells incredible. Is it bitter? Eh, yeah.
Very much so.
It took a long time for me to just drink it straight, and that's what I'm doing. Dave says dogs in clothing is a bit ridiculous. There, I said it. All right. Not a fan of dogs in clothes.
Well, this is playing off of what we talked about. You told me off air, but I just think that this person says, I don't know, they didn't write their name. They said, I think it's okay to let pets pass away rather than spend thousands of dollars on their care when you don't know how much time they have left. You're telling me you're spending $6,000 on a 13-year-old cat? Make it make sense.
People do it day in and day out. And if you have a pet, especially if you've had a pet for 12, 13 years, then you get it. They're your family. And there's no amount of money in the world you would not spend to get them better. That's just how it goes. It's like almost putting a limit on how much money you would spend on a sick child.
Why do I feel, but I agree, but why do I feel like pets take precedent?
Because
a lot of the time,
because people are sick of each other, and you know,
I love my dog. Why? Because it can't talk back to you and tell you you're wrong. Sorry.
Let's go over to Carly. Stop pressuring everyone to vote. If people don't care about voting or hate both people running for the presidential election, then it's their right to not have their voice heard. There, I said it. Hot take. All right. Let me go over to Michelle that says, oh, wow, she wrote this in all caps. Stop making one-ply toilet paper. I just had the worst accident before work. That's all I'm going to say. There, I said it. Thank you so much for that, Michelle. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Wash your hands, will ya?
Oh my God.
Gross.
You know, I cannot.
I think mine for today is, Hannah, I'm going to get to you in a second, but I have a dentist appointment next week.
Yeah?
And I think I may be the only person that finds going to the dentist office therapeutic. I do. There, yeah. I said, I enjoy laying in that chair and doing nothing. I just don't want them talking to me when they have 10 utensils in my mouth.
They are talking to you with a scalpel.
You got plans this weekend, Moose?
Slice his tongue.
That's me. I do find the dentist therapeutic, where as a kid I was absolutely terrified.
Good. I'm glad.
Mine for today,
yes,
is that Long Island bagels are superior, and being upstate is really breaking my heart.
Oh my God.
Well, have you ever been to Brugger's?
I have.
She goes, ew.
Yeah, it's good. Oh, yeah. But it's not Long Island.
I mean, come on. Yeah, I think people know that.
Yeah, that's
you
not
guys over in Long
take.
Island using a block of cream cheese on one bagel.
Yeah.
Your bagels are very good.
It's all,
but they're a dime a dozen.
It's all in the water, Hannah.
It is.
You know how many people in LA when I was living there were shipping their water from New York to California to make their pizza?
It's worth it.
Yeah. Wow. It's all in the water. Mm-hmm. Sup, guys? Want to know how to be happy? Don't get into a relationship. Pretty simple, actually. Also, Rome Cafe has the best espresso martinis there. I said it. All right. That came in from Nicole. She is so not into relationships. And it sounds like she's just going to start drinking a bunch of espresso martinis.
She's pissed. Honestly, invite me. Count me in. I'm coming.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.